Inside the Huddle continues with our final guest this morning. About 13 minutes away from 10 o'clock, we give it back to Jamie Blacker.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for listening in to Inside the Huddle. We're back on last 15 minutes of the show. Our guest this quarter is Jamie Smith. He is a junior high baseball coach and coordinator for the Gophers. Good morning, Coach Smith.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, I know it was late notice to get you on here this morning, but I think it was important to talk about Clinton Prairie Junior High Baseball. The high school coach, Brad Scott, a few weeks ago referenced you guys and how well improved the junior high program has been the last several years, and how it's reflecting to the varsity program, and get your thoughts on, you know, developing that junior high program and, you know, moving on with the varsity.
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely agree with all of that. We've made a concentrated effort over the past few years, not to so much focus on the right now and the right on winning, but developing and growing so that when we hand them off to the JV and the varsity, they're not necessarily ready to go, but they're really ready to learn. They're past that stage one where the coaches can just take off with them and they're not starting all over.
I know it's been several years in the making, and we'll go all the way back to Bobby Smith, athletic director at Clinton Prairie, and he once told me, you know, it's difficult for the spring sports because we always have that Colfax Mulberry, you know, expectation, and these kids play together in every other sport at Clinton Prairie, but the baseball and softball has been very difficult over the years. But I think a lot of parents, you know, in the last several years have made a concentrated effort to put that aside and what's best for the kids and develop them up. And if you could talk a little bit about some of your, you know, aspects of that and how we're moving the program forward in the spring sports by with having that approach.
Yeah, so, and you're right. I've been part of this community for about 8 years, and I never understood why we were separated. And there was always talk on both sides of, yeah, we want to get together. So a couple years ago, we just started having meetings and just, you know, just let's talk. And we found that we really weren't that far apart. The Lions Club over at Colfax was more than inviting, and so was the Mulberry community. With Joe King at the head of that. So we just, it took us about a summer to work out the logistics, and but I have nothing but positive things to say about it. It's absolutely helped the junior high program, the communication to the younger grades is really important, because we're doing the same thing that the varsity is doing. The varsity gives me a worksheet to go from, say, hey, this is what we want you to develop in your players. Are we working on bunting this year? Are we going to work on outfield? Are we going to work more on practices than games? And I do the same thing to a certain extent with the younger coaches. Just give them kind of a heads up, like, this is what we run in our program to get them ready for the varsity. So we'd like you to do this to get them ready for us. And blending those two communities has absolutely helped in that communication. I can't thank the people involved enough for getting that together so quickly and making it so smooth. I have not really heard of any problems at all with butting heads of any kind from either community. And I agree with you, it is a long time coming, but I'm absolutely glad that it is here.
And I think the results are going to show in the coming years. A few weeks ago, we talked with Jason Hade, who started the girls' developmental basketball program, you know, 15-plus years ago, and now you're seeing the fruits of the labor of the varsity girls' program being very strong year in and year out. Won a couple sectional titles a couple years ago, and that's what it takes, you know, to make a strong program.
Absolutely agree with that, 100%.
Can you talk a little bit about what the makeup of games and how that plays in? You guys start out at Clinton Prairie playing a lot of junior high baseball games in April and May, and then you transition through the summer, and what the makeup of what the junior high program looks like.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. We start in early April, mid-April, and we play till about the middle of May. So we play anywhere from 6 weeks to 4 weeks, depending on Indiana weather, which, as everyone knows, is a lot of fun to guess.
Exactly.
And then we transition to the Tippecanoe County League, and that opens up to just a lot more teams. It's more of a recreational league. It's not affiliated through the school system, so they can be a little more free in their choices for players. Obviously, with schools, we're limited. We have to take kids that live within the community, and it affords us a lot more games. For the kids that don't have the time or the resources to play travel ball, this lets them play all the way into July. And I think reps count. I'm not so worried about the amount of games we have. I like the practices. This year we actually sacrificed a few games to get in a few more practices. I think practice is where you get good, and games are where you show how good you are. So in the junior high level, I'm really happy if we win half of our games. I don't think, if I put an importance on winning, I don't think I would develop players correctly, and I don't think my coaches would either. Really, varsity is where the payoff should be. And I think that playing in these two separate leagues really gets these kids an opportunity to stay together and to learn to work together. And I think it starts to pay off. You just see a little bit more cohesiveness between them the longer they're together. They're a little rough the first week, but by the end of June, when we enter our season-ending tournament, they are clicking on all cylinders. And that makes for great baseball.
And I think you guys split up your talent, if I believe right, you know, so you guys can be able to compete with all these teams you're playing, and you guys have been really competitive, and you talk about this Tippecanoe County League, but you're playing a lot of teams that come from pretty large schools, a lot larger than Clinton Prairie.
Yes, sir. So a couple years ago, we were looking at our teams, and some of the kids were getting a little frustrated with their teammates, and we don't ever want that. That doesn't make for a good dugout. And what it was is you have kids that just live for baseball, and they take it very seriously. And you have other kids that are out there to have fun and enjoy the sport for what it is, and that's absolutely fine. But those two don't always mesh well on the field. So in January, we go up to Groove Athletics in Frankfort, and we practice for about 6 weeks. And then we move over to our field house that we're very fortunate to have at Clinton Prairie, and we do a month-long tryout. And we split teams based on talent at that point, development. And what it's done is there's a lot of schools that are struggling with middle school baseball, junior high baseball, so they only have one team. They might carry 20 kids, but they're not going to play all 20. They're going to play their best kids. And there's no sense in putting kids out there that are going to get beat by 20 runs playing those schools. So I don't schedule those schools against them. I put our A team, basically, against those kinds of schools. And I do, like you said, I do go after the larger schools. I want the better talent for our A team, because you don't learn anything by winning 20-1. But you learn a lot about yourself losing 11-7. And I'm all for that. I truly do not care at this level if we lose against a 4A school. I think losing against a 4A school prepares us for when we move up as freshmen or sophomores and we're facing that senior that throws 85, 90 mile an hour.
Our guest this part of the show is Jamie Smith. He's the Clinton Prairie Junior High Baseball Coordinator. Hey, Coach Smith, can you throw out some other names out there as helping move this junior high program along and getting the Gophers, you know, to succeed?
Absolutely. Caleb Horn is our B team head coach, and he's a former Gopher and first baseman for us. He brings a lot of experience. He played for Coach Scott, and when he talks about, hey, this is what you're going to need to know, it's absolutely invaluable, because I never played for Coach Scott. I'm a little bit older than him, so I can't bring that knowledge to them. I can tell them what Coach Scott wants, but Coach Horn can absolutely say, hey, this is what he's saying when he wants this from you. And I absolutely love how open Coach Scott and the JV coach, Darren Porter, are. I can go to them at any time and ask them any questions for any advice or direction they want me to go. The varsity is very young this year. I know that. So I've been given, you know, hey, this is what we're going to need in a year or two from you guys. And that's what we work on. Our athletic director, Chad Peckinpah, has been great. Anytime the weather is bad, I send him an email or a text message and say, hey, can I get some time in the field house? He always figures it out. That absolutely develops our program because that is, it's just more rep. And that's what every team needs is rep. Whether it's indoors or outdoors, you want to be outdoors, but in Indiana, that's no guarantee. So I'm really fortunate to have that support system.
And I think the boys' baseball program and the softball programs coming around, it's no different what football and basketball has. We're getting some former players back in there to help out. And Landon Southern, who's also playing college baseball, I saw him around the program last year helping out as well.
Yeah, so Landon Southern, I don't do a lot of talking when he starts talking about pitching. I let him do a lot of it. Now, he is very busy. He is pitching for Anderson University, and he also is he's on a team for over in Illinois when Anderson is done with him for the summer. So when I get him, he's absolutely an invaluable tool to help those kids improve their pitching and really their overall mentality. You can't quantify how much he helps those kids that are struggling with their self-confidence, because he was one of those kids. I've known him since he was very young, and he's just one of those kids that has grown as his talent got better and his confidence, and he never became arrogant. He just became confident, and he's a great example to point to those kids that are on the cusp of being really good, to conduct themselves in a way that makes them lead others, and that's what I like about him. And his dad is actually helping us these last couple of years. And again, he brings something to the table because he helped his son develop. So he's helping develop some kids on our B team, and he's doing a really good job for us.
Hey, Coach Smith, there's anything else that we can help you guys out with promoting junior high baseball, or anything the patrons at Clinton Prairie can do to help out this season?
Oh, just come to the games. Cheer as loud as you can. Support the other teams that we play, whether they win or they lose. And follow us on Twitter. I like to promote some of the kids when we have a good day on Twitter. And if you see them at the school the next day, just acknowledge what they're doing. Let's give these kids some pride in what they do, and let them know that it's okay to make a mistake now and then. We don't care about mistakes. You can't grow if you don't make mistakes. So just really, I know that my kids quite a bit get supported in the school. I know I've seen some teachers at the games that they don't have any kids there. They just show up, and that's amazing to me. And I know some of my kids have told me, hey, you know, Mr. Wayne Scott saw your tweet, so thank you for that. So that's really what I want from the community, is just keep supporting us like you have been.
Hey, Coach Smith, going to have to let you go, but thank you for what you do for Clinton Prairie Youth Baseball. I know you put the time in for Clinton Prairie Youth Football as well, and people like you make youth sports what it's all about.
Well, thank you for this opportunity to talk about the program a little bit.
All right.
I really do appreciate it.
We'll try to get you back on in June, catch up where the Gophers are at this year. Be a lot of ball games in between here and then, and see what the outcome for the Gophers' future looks like.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I look forward to that.
Thank you. Well, this will wrap up another show of Inside the Huddle. We started out this morning with Coach Brad Scott of Rossville Baseball. Coach Ken Jones of Clinton Central Track was on next. Our half-hour mark was Coach Chambers, Clinton Prairie Track, and we just finished up with Jamie Smith, Clinton Prairie Youth Baseball, or Junior High Baseball, and We'll put together another show for next week, but thanks for listening to Inside the Huddle, and join us again next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock.